Live to ski another day. That's the mantra of the Utah Avalanche Center. Whether you're an experienced backcountry pro or new to the outdoors, staying safe is all about information. I spoke with someone who knows a lot about avalanche education to learn more.
My name is Paige Pagnuco, and I handle outreach and education for the Utah Avalanche Center. The Utah Avalanche Center is actually a Forest Service agency, and our mission is to keep people on top of the greatest snow on earth instead of getting buried beneath it. So across the state, we put out avalanche advisories during the winter months. We try and reach out to the user groups in our area, which includes snowshoers, backcountry skiers, snowmobilers, hikers, anybody that's out in the backcountry in the wintertime. And we try to provide them with user-friendly information about avalanche and mountain weather conditions.
Pagnuco says the best way to start is to visit the website, where advisories are updated regularly.
Well, the first step would be to go to our website, www.utahavalanchecenter.org. And when that pulls up, you'll see a map. And Logan has its own region, and you can click on that specifically and look at the avalanche advisory for our region. There's also links for all the education classes across Utah. So there's quite a range of options for education across the state, ranging from free awareness talks to 3-day or 4-day level 2 certification classes.
The courses are tailored for snowshoers, snowmobilers, and cross-country skiers.
Whether someone's just putting on backcountry skis for the first time or they've been snowmobiling around here for 20 years, usually they walk away from our classes realizing that they didn't know quite as much as they thought they did. Or maybe we've opened up a whole new world to people that have never been in the backcountry. We have lots of terrain around here that's not avalanche terrain that people can go and have a safe time. They just have to learn to recognize that and be able to identify the safe places to go, and we help them do that.
And for those already familiar with avalanche safety, Pagnuco says now is a good time to get your safety gear out and ready for the upcoming season.
They should be checking the batteries in their beacons. If they've been sitting over the summer, it's probably a good idea to change them out. You want to take out your shovel and make sure it puts itself together properly, and the probe as well. You don't want to get out into the field and have that equipment fail you when you need it most. And also get together with your partners, whoever they are, and do some mock beacon rescues and you know, just remind yourself how to use that equipment, because in reality, that's how you're going to save yourself or somebody else is by being familiar with that equipment and knowing how to use it efficiently and effectively.
Anyone interested in connecting with the Avalanche Center is invited to a fundraiser event this Thursday in Logan.
We raise money every fall. It's called the Pray for Snow Party and Fundraiser. And this year, it's going to be Thursday, December 5th at the Italian Place in downtown Logan. And we'll have music from the Fool's Progress and dinner and tons of donated items from industry, you know, in the silent auction and for raffle, like skis and split boards. And it's a really good time. It's a really good social event to kind of catch up with everybody before the season gets going. And we kind of give out all of our information there about classes and upcoming events as well.
And you can get more information about the Utah Avalanche Center on our website, upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.